My next guest is the National Vice President of the Fraternal Order of Police. Join me in welcoming Joe Grimaldi to the Judge Jeanine Pirro Tunnel to Towers Foundation Sunday morning show. Now, let me tell you a little bit about Joe. Joe is the National Vice President of the Fraternal Order of Police. He is from New York, guys. He graduated from the University of Hartford with a degree in criminal justice, and he worked for the NYPD as a police officer for several years and then transferred to Houston, where he is an active sergeant at the Houston Police Department. He also has a master's degree in Homeland Security and is the National Vice President of Fraternal Order of Police. Bottom line, the guy knows what he's talking about. Now, Joe, thanks so much for being with us this Sunday morning. Now, Joe, I just ended a conversation with Don Samuels, who was a fabulous individual who lived in Minneapolis, who understood that there were police, anti-police antagonizers who used George Floyd's murder as a way to come in and literally cause the city council to defund the police, which he felt hurt his community. So he ended up suing the police department, and he won. So now they have to refund the police. I mean, have you seen many people like this across the country in this crazy defund the police movement?
Well, Judge, thank you so much for having me on. And what a hero, right? He
was
willing to stand up for his community, and he was willing to go against the woke mob that was attempting to destroy his community. Because essentially what he did was he identified that these were opportunists who were coming into his community and attempting to take advantage of a situation. Because make no mistake, there's big money in this. There's lawyers and activists who are making a very good career out of making police the bad guy and trying to tear down our communities. But what you're seeing is an interesting trend now. You're starting to see politicians in Seattle, Minneapolis, in Washington, D.C. All of a sudden, they feel the political wind shifting, and now we want to fund the police, and we want to make sure that we're staffed. So I just want to know, though, where was this energy over the last 20 months when our cities have just been submerged in one of the worst violent crime epidemics that we've seen in two decades? I mean, we had over 20,000 homicides in 2020, which we haven't seen since the mid-90s. And
right,
in 2021, we're actually outpacing that number. So what changed? You know, why the sudden change of pace? Because they're looking at the polling numbers.
A recent poll
from the Washington Post said that the most Americans that they have seen in over 20 years across all demographics believe that violent crime is a major problem in this country. In Detroit, a recent survey said that 90% of residents want more police officers in their neighborhood. So get this, when it's politically beneficial, they want to attempt to protect the communities that were so desperately calling out for help as this violent increase. But,
well,
you know, ask yourself, how many fathers, mothers, sons and daughters were sacrificed on the altar of the woke anti-police movement? It's truly disgusting.
Well, you know, you make perfect sense. But the thing about Don Samuels was that he lived in the inner city, and he was someone who started marching the next day. And he said, we got this vibe right away that there were other people who didn't really care about George Floyd. They cared about hating the police, he said, and we actually left. And it's amazing that, you know, we see in the inner cities, especially in New York City, what used to call it street crime when I was prosecuting, the anti-crime unit, the people in the inner city are the ones who need police the most. The black and minority communities are the ones most affected. And if anybody sat and thought about this for a while, they'd realize that the people who are taking the police away from them are the people who are injuring them, are the people who are harming them. So now what we've got is we've got these woke politicians who I'm disgusted with them, who say now we're going to refund the police like this nut job. Now, I'm going to tell you, Jenny Durkin, the mayor from Portland, the Summer of Love. Now she's all into we've got to refund the police. Now, Joe, you and I both know she was a United States attorney, an assistant, of course. She was an assistant U.S. attorney. She knew defunding the police, what it meant, but she sold out law enforcement for her political narrative. And the same with Muriel Bowser. She sold out her people for a political narrative. And now they're trying to make up points. Do you think the American people will buy it?
You know, it's funny. It's almost as if they assume the American people are stupid. But you know what? They're not. And they assume that the people that live in these communities are stupid, too, by telling them, trust us, less police officers in your neighborhood is a good thing for you. But you know what? If you look at all the polling numbers, Americans are smart. If you look at New York during the election for the mayor's race, black and brown communities, less than 15% wanted to defund the police. But we certainly have a lot of woke white liberals who don't live in these neighborhoods, who never visit these neighborhoods, who are all the more happy to defund the police because it's not going to affect them. I mean, look at some of these politicians who vote to defund the police, but at the same time, they're spending hundreds of thousands of dollars for private security. So it's
disgusting.
You know, protection for me, but not for this.
Well, and Joe Grimaldi is you're listening to with the National Vice President Fraternal Order of Police. You know, it is, you know, it's to me, it's not just about race, it's about class. So when you've got fools like the governor in California, you know, who goes to the French Laundry, Gavin Newsom, and tells everyone else to stay home, you know, and then you've got a governor in Oregon, you know, who says, call the cops on your neighbor if more than six people come for Thanksgiving dinner. You know, you say to yourself, this is about class. They feel that they are the better class and that they can tell all of us what to do because they're in power. But what they don't realize, Joe, is something that I realized when I was an elected DA, I was an elected judge. That power is rented. You only hold that position while you're in it. And they should never forget that. These people who think they're selling out the public for themselves, they've done it far too often. And now in Congress, we've got a lower number of Congress people, Democrats. We've got a new congressperson now, a Republican, so the margin is even more narrow for Nancy Pelosi. I think that people are going to come out in 2022 and say, we've had enough of this nonsense, and it's all going to be about crime. What say you, Joe Grimaldi?
Well, I think you're absolutely right. I mean, if you just looked at the election just a year ago, Representative Clyburn came out afterwards and said this defunding the police is a complete loser for us. No one actually believes that defunding the police is going to help these communities that are just besieged by crime right now. I mean, in Atlanta, murders are up 52%, Chicago 49%, LA 48%, Philly 71%, and Portland 135%. But you're somehow going to try to convince the public there that less police officers in your neighborhood is a good thing. So I think what you're saying is the Democrats are going to make a concerted effort. And I mean, you even saw it just the other day. You had the press secretary, Jen Psaki, trying to gaslight the entire American public and convince them that it was Republicans trying to defund the police. And the same day that she said it, the Oakland City Council, which was Democrat controlled, defunded their police by $17 million when their murders are up 91%. So they're not fooling everyone. No, they're not fooling anyone. And I think if they don't want to lose both their majority in the House and their very slim majority that they have in the Senate, they better get tough on crime, because that's the only way we're going to turn this thing around.
Well, you know, I don't know if they can get tough on crime. And you know what? Let's assume, Joe, that they get tough on crime, the people in Congress. So they say, okay, we're going to refund. We're going to take care of the police. The two things come to mind. Number one, you are, you know, you're just doing this for the moment, for the vote. You don't believe it. You'd rather go along with the Marxist socialist narrative, okay? And number two, you have so destroyed the heart and soul of law enforcement in this nation. You have so defeated and demoralized police officers across this nation. You have so put a target on their backs that's not coming back for another generation. You, the pigs in power. I'm disgusted with the politicians who think that police are nothing more than racist serial murderers. It's an outrage.
I mean, you're absolutely right. You hit the nail on the head, Judge. I mean, they demonized us for nearly 10 years now, continuing to attack us at every avenue. And what the really, truly sad part is, and we've talked about this before, Judge, we can turn this around. Police officers delivered historic crime reductions in the last 20 years prior to this huge crime strike. And we can do it again. But we need to restore the rule of law. We need to vehemently prosecute violent criminals. We need to embrace broken windows theory. And we can take our communities back. But we're going to need support from our community. We're going to need support from elected officials, which means no more calling us murderous pigs every time there's a shooting. No more misrepresenting us as racists who are just out here with no statistical background.
It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable.
The entire argument is emotion only with no facts.
Well, you know, I'll tell you, one of the things, Joe, that infuriated me, Joe Grimaldi with the Fraternal Order of Police, is a woman was pulled over by a police officer. Apparently, I don't know if she was speeding or she was didn't have a seatbelt on or no, that wasn't it. She was swerving. She said, "You just pulled me over because, you know, the color of my skin and you're racist. What are you going to do? Murder me now?" And, you know, she went on so long. I said to myself, I'm so impressed. You know, who I'm impressed with the cop who pulled her over. He said, "No, ma'am, show me your license. You just want to see my license because you hate me." He said, "No, I need to see your license." I mean, you know, police, they don't get enough credit for diffusing situations and for, lowering the temperature in so many situations that we never hear about. That's really something that people don't talk about, Joe.
Well, I tell you, 800,000 brave men and women go out on the streets every single day. They put their lives on the line. And in some cases, Judge, we're the only ones that are caring about the communities that we're going to. You know, the politicians, a lot of them, they don't visit these communities. They're not there holding the hands of the victims of these violent crimes that we see. They're not telling the 10-year-old daughter, "Hey, your father's not coming home today because he was murdered. So if you want to get some skin in the game, why don't you come out there and do a ride along with one of us and see just the impact that your policies are having on these folks and the vitriol and abuse that our young officers take because they're new to the game. And you should just see the abuse that they take, and they take it every single day, but they still do their job with honor and integrity because they care about these communities and we want to make a difference. But here's the rub. If you keep treating us like crap, no one's going to want to take this job anymore. And
that's
the only
right.
people who are going to take it are the people that you don't want to be police officers.
Oh, you are so right, Joe Grimaldi. You are so right. You know that, I mean, there was a time, look, I used to lecture to the rookie school when I was an assistant DA. And then as a DA, I would go in and congratulate them. I don't know how many rookie schools. They were proud. Their family was proud. It was one of the happiest days. I mean, you know, they got their badge, they got their gun, they got the uniform. It was a proud day. God bless them. And nobody knows on that day when those young people are inducted. What is the term? I've even forgotten the term.
When they're sworn in.
Sworn in, inducted, same thing, I guess. When they're inducted, nobody knows the hell that they're going to go through. Nobody knows what's going to happen to them in the quiet of the night when, you know, there's a 3-year-old hanging on their leg because mommy's dead and daddy's going to jail. You know, when the mother is beating a sibling to death. I mean, I've been in it for 32 years. I've seen it all, as I'm sure you have. Nobody knows the hell the cops go through, just the pain that they witness day in and day out. They're not even involved in it. They're simply involved in observing it, taking down the facts and doing what they have to do. And they are trying to alleviate the pain from so many victims, crime victims and their families. It's disgusting. I'm outraged at what's happening. Let's talk one more question going forward. In the elections in 2022. I mean, neither of us have a crystal ball. But at the same time, do you think the Biden administration has been supportive? Forget about these woke, mayors and governors. What about the president? What do you think that administration has been doing?
You know, I think that you're going to see them continue to try to be more and more supportive of law enforcement because they're seeing the writing on the wall. They're seeing the polling numbers. And as I mentioned earlier, you saw the press secretary quickly trying to say, well, it's not us defunding the police, it's the Republicans, which I don't think actually anybody really believes. But I think you're going to see them taking a more pro-law enforcement tone. But here's the thing, and which I can't just wrap my mind around, is public safety should not be a partisan issue. It's not left. It's not right. We can all come together and just say, let's support our police officers because their solution to this crime problem, because as I said earlier, we were the ones that delivered historic crime reductions before.
That's right.
So let's all support our police officers. And another thing, too, The next time that there is some sort of viral incident that gets on social media where you saw about a 5-second clip of what happened,
yeah.
But really there's a whole giant picture to it, here's an idea. Why don't we all just pump the brakes like adults and wait for the facts before you step out there and you stir the pot and you cause a riot in some city that isn't even justified?
I agree. Slow it down a little. Well, some people, you know, sometimes, you know, John DiIulio talked about defining deviancy down, which was, you know, part of the concept of the broken windows theory. And, you know, I call it the dumbing down of the electorate. You know, give me 2 seconds worth and I'll march in the streets in a second. Anyway, Joe Grimaldi, I want to thank you for all the work that you do. We love having you on. I also love having you on my show on Fox. Thanks so much for being with you, and God bless you for all the work you do. Take care.
Judge, thank you so much for having me on.
Pleasure.